I'm Jeb Sharp. This is The World. You'll soon be able to buy a ticket to space for a mere $200,000. That's if Richard Branson's latest project goes according to plan. The British billionaire expects to start flying tourists into space within the next 2 years. His Virgin Galactic company has developed a special plane for the job. Takeoffs are planned from a spaceport in New Mexico. Reporter Matthew Wells takes us to the site.
3, 2, 1, fire. Missile away.
Well, it's not long after sunrise here in the southern New Mexico desert, and a commercial test rocket's just been fired up into the sky. Well, it's a sign of things to come as the bulldozers and construction teams begin work in earnest on what's known around here as Spaceport America.
My name is Steve Landeen, Executive Director for Spaceport America. In early 2011, I think you'll see those first passengers go to space. Of course, Virgin's already announced the rollout of their Spaceship 2, which will be in December of this year, and then they're going to continue their flight test program.
Well, this beautiful spot where I am right now is pretty much exactly where the Virgin Galactic runway is going to be. Steve Landeen promises space tourists quite a ride.
Like astronauts of old, they're going to be feeling this massive wave of energy through their body, and soon then deafening silence. They will be staring back at the blue planet. Once they're up there, they're going to have probably 3 to 5 minutes, so they're going to be able to unbuckle out of their seats and float through that cabin.
Locals are going to have to get used to the eerie sound of atmospheric monitoring machines as the spaceport grows. Firefighter Pete Schroeder is looking forward to it.
It's going to bring a lot of money and a lot of jobs.
And it looks like it's really happening now, doesn't it?
It is. A couple of years ago we weren't too sure, but now it's definitely reality.
Fancy taking a flight in space yourself?
If I could afford it, maybe.
Some New Mexicans think it's all just pie in the sky. As part of their contribution to the state's $200 million spaceport costs, the local sales tax has been raised. It was approved by a referendum, but scrap metal merchant George Gandara says it's a big mistake.
We're in a recession, and to be spending on spaceports? No. Let's spend it on healthcare, education. We don't need to be spending money in space when our government, the wealthiest government in the world, can afford to do it.
At the State Space Museum, there's already an exhibit honoring Virgin Galactic and its partners. With hundreds of millions of dollars poured into the company earlier this month by Arab investors, it looks increasingly likely that New Mexico will be hosting a new generation of space travelers for decades to come.
Roger. That was Matthew Wells reporting from southern New Mexico.